When they entered unto Joseph, he called his brother Benjamin alone to himself, and said, In fact, I am your brother Joseph. Now you need not grieve at what they have been doing. While Joseph was arranging the loads of their provisions, he put the royal drinking cup into his brother's pack. Later on, a crier called out, O people of the caravan, you must be thieves. They turned back and asked, What have you lost? The royal servant said, We have lost the king's drinking cup. The leader of the royal servants added, And the one who brings it will be awarded a camel load of corn, I guarantee it. Joseph's brother said, By Allah, you should know by our behavior during our stay here that we did not come here to make mischief in the land, and we are no thieves. The royal servant said, What should be the punishment of the thief if you are liars? They replied, The punishment of he in whose pack you find the royal cup will be to make him your bondsman. That's how we punish wrongdoers. After this, Joseph first began to search the packs of his stepbrothers before the pack of his whole brother, Benjamin. Finally, he took it out of his brother's pack. Thus we directed Joseph. He could not seize his brother under the king's law, but Allah willed otherwise. We exalt in ranks whom we please. He is the one whose knowledge is far greater than the knowledge of all others. At this accusation, his brothers remarked, This is not strange if he has committed a theft, for his brother also committed a theft before him. Hearing this, Joseph suppressed his feelings and did not reveal anything to them. He simply whispered to himself, What a bad people you are. Allah knows best the truth of what you assert. They said, O exalted one, he has a very aged father who may not be able to survive without him. So please take one of us instead of him. We see that you are one of those who do good to others. Joseph replied, God forbid that we should seize other than the one with whom we found our property. If we did so, then indeed we would be unjust.